So I talk about the theoretical predictions of UE3 after Kamran. Okay, I come from the Niigata in Japan. So I collaborated with S. Kaneko and other graduate students. Before we talk about the UE3, I introduce the Niigata. This is a map. This was made by Kamran. So please look, originally is a color. But this point is Super Kamiokande here. And this is Niigata is here, and Tokyo is here. And in a prefecture, in our region, there is a big reactor, is Kashiwazaki, very near. This is essentially the Niigata prefecture. So Kashiwazaki is the most powerful reactor in the world. For example, please look the expected neutrino events for Kamran. This is from Kashiwazaki one. The other is here. So there are the 7 reactors in the Kashiwazaki. So I show the present status of the reactors here. The formally we call the not Kashiwazaki, Kashiwazaki Kariwa, because this plant is stand between the small cities, Kashiwazaki and Kariwa village. So formally we call the Kashiwazaki Kariwa. So there are the 7 reactors. And in the present status, there are the 7 reactors, but there's a 6 reactors stopped now. And the last one will stop next week. So all reactors stop. For example, the first one is South September stopped, and 20 September, August, and January, and March, and January. And the last one stop is March 24th. Why, what happened? Why? As you may know, there are some scandals in the last summer. And the end of August, some flow in the reactors were hidden. So that was a scandal and many people angry. Many people, the people in the Kashiwazaki protest to continue to running the reactors. So now there is other reactors in the Tokyo Electric Power Company. Totally is 17, and other site is Fukushima and 2 plants. Fukushima is here and Niigata is here. Tokyo region is here. The Tokyo company has reactors outside the Tokyo, Biku. So, now only active neutrino is only 3 reactors in the Tokyo Electric Power Company right now. But these three reactors will stop next month. So these reactors stopped. So this case is a very good chance for the Kamran because the flux drastically changed and it is a chance to observe the background. If we're lucky, they can find some zero neutrino. But this case is very serious for the people in Tokyo because no electric power. So this is a social problem in Japan now. Anyway, now the 31 reactors among, there's 53 reactors in Japan. So only the 31 reactors are active. So this is the situation. So now we turn to the physics. So, I would like to discuss the theoretical predictions of the UE3. UE3 is very important for the model building. So, Super Kamiokande almost confirmed the neutrino oscillations. in atomistic neutrinos, muta, the mixing is almost maximum under the M scale 10 to minus 3 electron volt scale. And recent data come around, including solar neutrinos, strongly favors the large mixing angle solutions. This point was discussed by the Barry yesterday. So another constraint is the show experiment. This case is constraint the roughly 0.2. So these experiments strongly suggest the neutrino is too large mixing, is one is maybe small. So, but this mixing matrix is not completely bimaximum. Bimaximum mixing here, but the solar neutrino mixing is different from maximum. So we have questions. Why are you two mixing is so large? So for this problem, many people propose the ideas and some models and some theories. So later I briefly introduce some ideas. So in this talk, I have one question, another question. Why is UE3 so small? Because the three mixing angle is independent. The two mixing is large, near the maximum, and another one is small. This is not a trivial problem. So this is my subject in my talk. So we summarize briefly the idea of large and small mixing. So many people have already discussed. In order to get a large mixing, there's some matrix is one is a lopsided one. This is a submatrix, 2x2 submatrix, the left right. So in this case, left hand mixing is nearly maximum, and right hand is a small mixing. So this case is symmetric, so this is useful for the Charles-Lepton mass matrix. Second one is democratic structures. So this case gives a large mixing with a hierarchical mass. So this case is both useful for the Charles-Lepton and neutrinos. And third one is the Poisson-Dirac. This case has large mixing and almost degenerate mass. So this case is only useful for the neutrinos because the Charles-Lepton is the hierarchical mass. Anyway, these textures are reconciled with the same some flavor symmetries or some model or some theory. Many people reproduce that these submatrix structure in the 3x3 mass matrix in some theory or some models. But small UE3 always guaranteed? Answer is no. So in order to look at the situation, let me show some example of textures. So define the mixing matrix here. The L is the left-hand mixing, and L mu is the left-hand neutral mixing. So neutral mixing is L dagger L mu. So first example is anarchy mass matrix, which was proposed by Murayama-san and et al. In this case, the mass matrix component is order one, randomly. So in this case, the mixing matrix is almost order one. So in this case, model, the mixing matrix is in general the large. So it is very difficult to suppress the mixing UE3. So in this case, the UE3 should be observed soon around the 0.2. 0.2 is not so small. This is the case. But second example, the if you make a model, LE is the first and second, the child lepton sector, first and second mixing is the maximum case. And neutrino is the second, third mixing by maximum case. In this case is the Uidaga UMU is given here. This is the UE3 is the 1 over half. Of course, this case is almost ruled out. So this type is the mass matrix is ruled out. But if we change the case, was a second, third mixing by maximum mixing for child lepton sector, and neutrino second, worst mixing maximum case. In this case, just same as by maximum case. This case is UE3 equals 0. So, another example. Another example is a democratic one for child lepton sector. If you use some S3 symmetry, so we get a democratic mass matrix 3x3. And in order to get the mass hierarchy, realistic mass hierarchy, we should add some correction term. If we put the small correction term in diagonal term, we can get the mass hierarchy. And in this case, neutrino is a diagonal one, so get MS mixing, neutrino mixing matrix UE dagger. So this case is given here. UE3 equal completely zero at the symmetric limit. But another case is a Z model. But Z model case is also UE3 equal zero. So we know that some model to reproduce the UE3 equals 0. So in my talk, we support, this is my standpoint. Suppose we consider some symmetric limit at which UE3 equals 0. This case is realized some symmetry, for example, UE minus LE lepton number conservation symmetry, LE minus LM minus L tower S symmetry and so on. So in that case, the UE3 equals 0. So, but in actually, the solar neutron mixing is not maximum. And we expect the UE3 is non-zero. So this case is due to the deviation from the symmetry limit. In that case, there should be the relation between the solar neutron mixing and UE3. So we show the simple approach. We present a simple approach, the relation of the this mixing and the UE3. Last year I did Carlo, Junti, and myself. I show the simple example. So now we consider the by maximum limit. In some symmetric limit, we consider the by maximum mixing matrix in the neutrino. So, and then there's some symmetric breaking effect. I do not address the origin of a breaking effect in this case. So I simply suppose that this breaking is come from this breaking is very similar to the Koch sectors. As we know, we can parameterize in the Wolfenstein-like parameters here. There is a whole parameters, lambda a, rho eta. But this is assumption because the breaking is expanded by the one small parameter lambda. But lambda is not same as the Koch sector. So in that case, the UE2 and UE3 related because the UE2 deviate from the maximum one and UE3 deviate from the zero. So almost same parameter. Of course, there are some corrections, A, rho, eta, and so on. But main term is here. So in that case, there is a deletion of the transistor solar neutron mixing and usage. For example, if we put the same bar of the Koch sector curve angle, then we get the U3 equal 0.15 and so this case 0.45. I show the numerical result. This case against the UE3, this vertical line is a transistor solar neutron mixing. This limit is a bimaximum case. So solar neutron mixing is a maximum, so UE3 equals 0. But increase UE3, so the transistor is decreased here. But atmospheric neutrino mixing is not so changed, not so deviate from the maximum one. So green region is the 90% confidence level after Kamprad. So this is a completely consistent in the present experimental situation. For example, if we take the 0.22, lambda 0.22, this is the case. This case is also consistent. But this example is too simple because I only assume the breaking effect is this parameterization. Probably that this lambda should be related to the mass eigenvalue of neutrinos, but we did not address in detail. So in order to discuss the relation mixing and mass eigenvalue of neutrinos, we should consider some textures over some mass matrix of the model. So I think the interesting is the texture is the texture zeros, which was proposed Frampton, Brasho, Malfatti. The texture zero, it has a long history on the Koch sectors. Probably the 30 years ago, for example, is the Weinberg and Witzek and Fritz and so on for the Koch sectors. So texture zero approach was very useful to build some model. So now, some people consider this approach for the neutrinos. I introduced briefly this approach. So this case is a texture zero. Independent to zero, this is a non-zero here, to zero, independent to zero. In general, 50 combination of the textures of independent to zeros. And in general, in the neutrino mass matrix, for the minor neutrino mass matrix, independent parameter is 9, because the independent component is 6 for neutrinos, and the complex, so 12. But among them, three phase can be removed out in general. So independent parameter is 9 for the neutron sector. And now put the two zeros. The two zeros is that one is the complex, so four parameters are removed and only five parameters. Of course, there's a strong constraint. So, but this texture has predictive powers. So, he classifies this texture as A1, A2, B1, B3, B4, C. So, but this texture is acceptable now. The present experimental situation.
These are assumed at the low energy, right?
Yes, I would like to discuss this point. Now this is low energy. Because
if there is some symmetry, the guarantee is that zero, and if the neutrino masses are generated by some physics at the high scale, then presumably by the time you round them down to low scale, you won't have those zeros in place.
Yes, important question, yes.
Yeah.
I would discuss this point later. So I briefly introduced how to predict, how to give the predictions in this scheme. The neutrino mass matrix written was given here. So if you use the mixing matrix and eigenvalue lambda 1, lambda 3, lambda 3, including the Meyerland phase, two phase, and use the mixing matrix for independent parameters. So in this case, the neutrino mixing matrix element, neutrino matrix element in terms of these parameters, so 9 parameters. But now, if we put the, you put the 0, so the, for example, AB element equals 0, alpha beta equals 0, so we have two conditions. This is a linear condition, linear equations. So it is easy to solve these equations. So AB and alpha beta is immutable. So it is easy to solve these equations. So this is a ratio. Lambda 1 over lambda 3. This is the solutions. The given term only, given term in only the mixing matrix, lambda 2 over lambda 3. These parameters is given in term four parameters. If you take the absolute bar, the given here, and it is easy to calculate the M1 over M3 if once input the mixing matrix element. And this is a phase, rho, sigma is given. The taking the, this is a complex phase. So then, it is testable. This case is a testable. Testable, the RMU given here. So RMU is the ratio, solar neutrino mass scale divided, the atom's neutrino mass scale, around 0.02. So this is a testable in this case. So in that case, there is a 7 acceptable patterns. And A1, A2, they found A1, A2 hierarchical mass, and other is almost degenerate masses here. But in the recent data, strongly favored A1, A2 case. I show some numerical result later. The this case, A1 type, if we parameterize here, A1 type is given here. So this ratio is given in terms of the S13, strongly depend of the UE3. So I plot this, taking the recent data of Kamran. So the RMU is this ratio. I plot, this is a scatter plot. The whole parameter here, the solar neutron mixing is given here, and atmospheric neutron mixing given here. And against sin theta 1,3, and delta is unknown phase. So the, we take whole region. So the, this blue line is the allowed region, 90% confidence level. So this is a scatter plot, is a constant distribution. So please look, the many point is outside the allowed region here now. So anyway, we need some tuning is some this parameter because delta is unknown. Tuning is the parameter, the whole parameters. But for example, if sin theta 1,3 is near the 0.08, so in this case, the most point inside the experimental allowed region here. So anyway, in the present situation, the many points outside the experimental allowed region. So now we present the allowed region of the U3 numerically. This is my parameterization, standard one, conventional one, and A1 case in terms of here, given here, and H2 type is given here. The approximately, the UE3 is given in terms of the other mixing parameters and the mass ratio, R mu. The delta is, phase delta is the next leading term, so this is the next leading term. So in this case, we neglect the, in this case, it is in principle possible to write down, but next leading term. So we show the numerical result, allowed region of the structure of UE3. Sin theta 1,3 here, given here. That against the theta 1,2, this is the allowed region in the Kamland, including the solar neutrino. Then this is scatter plot. This is allowed region. So this should be larger than 0.05, but depend on the sin theta 1,2. If the sin theta 1,2 in take the this limit, this case is 0.08. So depend on this bar. This point is maybe important in to test these textures. We take the against theta 2,3 here. This is a scatter plot. This is the maximum. Maximum, if the atomosphere neutrino mixing is the maximum case, lower bound is 0.07. Should be larger than the 0.07 in the present experimental situation. And we plot the JCP. JCP is a CP violating quantity. So including the information of the delta, phase delta, phase is unknown. Sin theta 1,3 against sin theta 1,3. So this is the allowed region here. Maximum is 0.05. But in this case, is the JCP equals 0 case is allowed, still allowed in this texture. So this is so, and this texture is roughly the given in terms of the it is magnitude of the lambda. Lambda is 0.2. The 1111 lambda is case 7. What's H is given here. Before discussing the more detail, we briefly explain why this texture gives two large mixing and one small mixing usually. A1 type, H2 type. Consider the A1 type. After second, third maximum rotations, we get a diagonal to epsilon prime. In the symmetry limit, to epsilon prime equals 0. But we expect some correction, so the small parameter epsilon prime. If epsilon order, same order, epsilon prime, so in that case, the solar neutrino mixing ratio is epsilon squared here. And inputting the data, epsilon equal order 1, 0.1 to 0.2, like order of the Kuiper angle. And if epsilon prime got zero limit, this case is nearly by maximum mixing. And solar neutron mixing depends on the epsilon over epsilon prime here. So, and UE3 is order epsilon. So, it is the reason to small UE3 and large mixing in this case. For example, if we take epsilon equals zero limit, so in this case, the UE3 equals zero limit, M1, neutrino mass, two neutrino mass equals zero, degenerate neutrino mass zero, and mass matrix like here. That's very simplified. The maybe useful to compare the, with the other mass matrix which predicted by the anomalous Yuan-Hleber symmetry. Many people discuss the Yuan anomalous Hleber symmetry, Ramon and Yanagida and so on. In that case, the diagonal base of the child lepton neutrino is given in term into here. The order, same order, but epsilon squared, and the epsilon, the epsilon bar is all same order, except apart from the order one factors. In that case, after second, third Fermi rotations, that this case is epsilon one of epsilon two. Epsilon one, epsilon two given term here, linear combination, epsilon by epsilon. But there's no information, this is a canceled or enhanced, we don't know. So in that case, there's a two possibility, is solar neutron mixing is a large or small case, because epsilon one could be very small. In this case, the Joe Sato and Yanagida has already analyzed the numerically. They found there are two solutions, large mixing angle and small mixing angle solutions. In that case, UE3 also is could be order epsilon or more suppressed. So in this case, order one factor is unknown, so the prediction of UE3 is, for UE3, this texture has less predictable compared with the texture to zeros. So, but there's an important problem. However, texture zero are not to be preserved to all orders. For example, if we made some textures with zeros at the high energy, there could be a non-zero element envelope the some relative corrections. And moreover, this texture is given in the base of the child lepton diagonal one. But sometimes there is many models the child lepton has off-diagonal one. Zero of neutrino may be realized, but child lepton mass matrix has also off-diagonal one. But in this case, we got in the base of the child lepton sector diagonal case, but the neutrino zeros is polluted, non-zero. Non-zero element appears. So we need to investigate the stability of the predictions, including the small corrections. So, so in that case, if there's some small corrections, the instead of zero, the small parameters appear in general. Of course, in this case we suppose that this parameter is very small compared with other element. So in this case is that we can this parameter is perturbatively. So now we show the some general framework. The this case, for example, A1 case, the this ratio given term is the extra term here. So using this term, we check the stability of a prediction usually. So in that case, the non-zero element appear. Bar is normalized here over the eigenbar lambda 3. So in that case, is the mass eigenbar given here, adding these correction terms. And so UE3 given term given here, there's an additional term here. So in order to estimate this magnitude of epsilon bar or the omega bar, we fix some models. In this case, in the present talk, I only show the one example. This case is we take the Georgia Yarlsov texture because it is realized as such a like structure. I will show the detail. So, for example, is a child lepton is given here in term of the child lepton mass eigenbar. So after diagonalize it, it's given here. But we take the neutrino is a texture zero even type. So we change this space. Neutrino is mass matrix given here. Instead of the zero, the kappa, small parameter kappa. In this case, kappa is given here. The small parameter is 0.07. So in that case, what happened in the prediction of the UE3? In this case, we show the predictions. Given here. The lower bound is completely come down here. 0.005 come down here. So the previous prediction is compare the previous prediction given here. So to texture zero exactly limit, but if we include the correction term, the down given here, 0.05. Because the UE3 element is very small, so the effect is the correction effect is large. Also, this case is also the come down here, lower bound come down here. And JCP is a bound come down here, 0.05. So in order to the correction dependence of the UE3, this is the allowed region here. If now present example is given here, kappa is given here. But if the correction term is lower than 0.01, lower than the 1%, so this the predictive region of the two texture zero is not so changed. But if this correction term is above the 5%, the more than 5%, so the this allowed region is some drastically changed in for the UE3, because UE3 is a small parameter. So in my conclusion, we should take some correction term, including the of diagonal term charge lepton or relative corrections. But that is a model dependent. We should take into some these correction in order to exact the prediction of the UE3. And I show the example. Recently, the Japanese theorist Bando Obara, they produced a simple example in the SO10 GATT framework. They take just like a Georgia-Yaroslav textures for the down sector. This case is take the Higgs structure, the 10 plate and 126 plate. And there is some combination of the whole up Koch sector. But she searched all possibility combination of consistent with the experiment. So they found this combination is the best fit for the present experiment data of Kamland. If we take this Higgs structure of the whole family, so Dirac neutrino mass given here. This is a 1 or minus 3 for the for template 1, but 126 is minus 3, as you know. And right-hand minor mass is given here, only 126. So this is the only parameters. R is the parameter. But A, B, C is determined by the top Koch mass, up Koch mass, because they use the SO10 guard. But this case is from this structure, it is easy to get the neutrino mass matrix given here. This is the CISO realization. So this is just the texture zero. This is the whole H type here, just H type.
They evolve the couplets from the unification to the low scale?
Oh,
the masses and the angles and everything?
Yes, she calculates roughly some corrections, but
not completely.
Not completely. They assume the high energy scale, but she did not calculate in detail. That's the point. Yes. That's the problem. So this texture is realized proposed by Malhotia, the H type here. So of course there's some correction, some small correction from the child lepton sector, because there's some small correction. Anyway, A, B, C is determined up Koch. So this type is this parameter is fixed, and the free parameter is only R. So in order to get the democratic structure, they should choose R equal very small, or 10 to minus 7 or 10 to minus 6, in order to, because hierarchical very strong in the up Koch sector. So and then in this case, the parameter is fixed, so the predicted region is rather narrow. For example, it's UE3 is 0.01 or 0.06. In my previous example, numerical result is no constraint for the. We do not use the constraint from the parameters here. In that case, previous case, the free parameter, but this case is fixed. So their prediction is more restricted. So anyway, so it is very useful to reproduce a model to such a textures, even over it's proposed by the Malhotia and so on. So
we have no CP phase.
CP, oh, it's a very interesting problem. Including them, we would like to discuss CP violation, including the leptogenesis. So,
I mean, why they don't have CP phase? Because they just assume everything to be real. Okay.
So we hope to calculate it. So last, okay, I finished. So the texture 0, A1, A2 type is a plot type is very useful to the present situation textures, and the texture some relation. Many model is some relation in the solar neutron mixing and mixing and atmospheric neutron mixing usually. So very useful to test the model in the futures. Thank you.
Why do you focus on A1 and A2? The others are also consistent with
the same. Yes, but I plot some. I show the plot, it's a scattered plot. But I made some scattered plot. But in this case, is many points inside here. But if take a constant distribution, the many more plot is outside the. Region. So I think it's a better A1. It's, I like the hierarchical case, for example. Yeah. Thank you.